What are you doing?
Stacking sets.
Hey y'all, welcome to Win Show Time. This is June 24th, Wednesday, 2020.
Yeah.
Welcome to Winchell Time, y'all.
Season 2, episode 31, COVID-19 pandemic show number
14.
Yay! We've been in the pandemic for 14 weeks.
Yes, yes. Yes. So I am Luggage Donkey in Twitter.
And I'm Ari, Ari in Seattle on Twitter.
We're trying out all kinds of interesting content formats, and so the idea is that we're going to do this in video as well.
So find us on YouTube. Just look up Windshield Time on YouTube and you can see this in real human form.
Alright, so I do have a musical feature coming up a little bit later. I'll probably play it near the end of the show or something, but it's a discovery that I made this past week at work. And
He's been playing it nonstop.
It's been in my head a lot, and so it's already like 2 years old, 2017 or so, and it's gotten 32 million views in YouTube.
And you were probably 1 million of them.
Well, after this show airs, I'll be 1 million of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the idea, at least. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm tired, my eyes are itchy. The Zyrtec is wearing off, so I feel the allergies starting to light up here.
You think Zyrtec is okay?
It's feeling nice to not be, you know that light is flashing over there?
Yeah, it's not on. It's okay, keep going.
Alright, well, I like it. It's nice to not be all allergy, hay fevery all day long and miserable, so for that I like it. It just makes me feel like a little slurpy, slumpy all day long, though. I don't know. Yeah. And then I get a little bit, like, agitated at the end of the day because I'm wearing off on the drug. And there you go. Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. I had a couple of beverages today. And so we went
coffees
for a family walk and all kinds of good stuff. And so I'm feeling pretty good. And we'll do Satoshi math in a second. Or maybe let's do Satoshi math right now. So it's actually crashing right now.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go up to 10K. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to 10K. No, it's going down. So what's the price of Bitcoin at?
So it is sitting at, just checked a moment ago, and I don't know what time it is right now. Oh, about 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, and it hit down near $9,000, and it's around $9,100 right now.
All right.
So if you do Satoshi math on that.
Yeah, so to calculate Satoshis, the number of Satoshis that are in every $1 of Bitcoin, remember, Satoshis are actually like cents. So you have 100 cents for every $1, C-E-N-T-S. You have 100 million Satoshis for every one Bitcoin. So to do the Satoshi math, you take $1, you divide it by...
One dirty US fiat dollar.
.0000910 and you get
about 11,000 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
Satoshis. 11,000 Satoshis for every US dollar. Great. So what are we talking about today?
So my topic is a little interesting because we did it for the Jasper Weed show that's still in the can.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Still
we
has
have a
to
couple
be
shows still in the
published,
can.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I shared our last week's show with my manager, and mm-hmm. he listened to it.
Oh dear.
Because you can do on Alexa or Siri, you can say, "Hey Siri, hey Alexa, play Win Chill Time podcast," and it will play it.
That's crazy.
It's so weird. It is really, really weird. Anyway. So,
he did that.
He listened to the entire show and he gave listener feedback. So
he
this
wanted to
is
fire you? This
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. So the listener feedback is hey, that book, Radical Candor, yes, it sits on my desk, and yes, It has a color on the front cover, but it's not yellow. It's orange. And I said, oh, even better, because orange is my second favorite color.
You want to know what his favorite color is?
No, Opsec. Yes. So orange is my second favorite color, and it turns out really well. And we're going to get the book called Radical Candor, and we're going to live it even more than we're already living it now.
Because we're radically candid.
Yeah, so that's my deal.
That's it?
Yeah. You got listener feedback, and you have your manager listening to your work, which is, I think, a little bit odd for most people, and broadcasting it out into the world, which I think is a little bit odd for most people, because they're used to having all their performance reviews done in person,
in
semi-secret, and so, you know, to have my manager listen to the podcast where I talked about my article that I wrote up in LinkedIn was a little bit different. It was a little bit interesting. But I think that in the world of radical candor and in the world of just being really, you know, radically transparent and all that, it kind of fits into the whole theme. And, you know, so we'll see what comes of it.
So we're getting the book. If you want to hear about his self-performance, you can listen to the previous show or check it out on his LinkedIn, because you shared it, right?
Yes.
I shared it too, because I thought it was a really, really well-written
piece.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, well, I think we should say thank you to our sponsor.
Absolutely. Thank you to the WTIA for their continued sponsorship.
Yeah, the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice when it comes to talking to policymakers and investors, and also creating a collective buying mechanism for 401ks, health insurance, and stuff like that. And they also have this really great COVID-19 resource page. So check it out, washingtontechnology.org.
And on a little bit of a downer note, yes indeed, today is June 24th, Wednesday, and there is a resurgence, there is a surge in cases of COVID-19 infections, so please continue to be aware of your surroundings. I have a lot of opinions, because everybody has a lot of opinions right now when it comes to what's going on with the global pandemic, but I think no one really knows what's going on, and you have to take in as much information as you can and then make the best decision that you can based on the evidence and the data that you have in front of you.
Just be safe.
And try to move forward, because it was only 100 years ago last time we were in this kind of situation, so it's a little bit, you know, unknown.
Yeah. Just be safe.
Yes.
Be safe. Yeah.
Yes. What's your topic?
I don't really want to talk about my topic, but... All right. Okay, so this is what's going on. We've been in the pandemic for about 14 weeks. And in these 14 weeks, I've given myself gout.
There you got gout! Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. I went to the doctor finally after like 6-7 days of just pure pain in my one foot. And it's in
one big toe.
My toe hurts like hell. It's not like huge or anything, but it just hurts like hell. And so, yeah, then I started thinking about it, and Dave's like, I think you have gout. I'm like, no, I don't have gout. Women don't get, I don't get gout.
Here you got gout.
Now that I've been thinking about it, we're in a pandemic, and so I've been cooking, and I'm like, might as well cook it up since we're at home. So I've been thinking, like, every weekend we've been having, like, a couple pounds of bacon. We've had, like, steak, ribeye steak, flank steak. We've had pork chops.
Chicken.
Pork belly.
Chicken.
Pounds and pounds and pounds of chicken thighs with, you know, all different kinds of seasonings. We've had,
I think it's the most, grilled animal, meat that we've ever had continuously ever in our marriage. Yeah, because we broil the bacon, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, typically we have a pretty vegetarian diet, but since the pandemic started, I've just been, like, meat, like, every other day.
Now, here you got gout!
And now I have gout because...
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what we have. Otherwise, I have a broken foot or early onset arthritis. Those are the three things that the doctor
said. So sexy. So attractive.
Yeah. You're happy when I cook this stuff.
And I don't got gout. And I don't got gout too.
But I'm not used to this diet. So that's what's happening.
You grew up
vegan.
Vegan, yeah. We talked about that with Christy Lee Minahan, I think, right?
Yeah. I wonder how she's doing.
We should check in with her.
Yeah, I should reach out.
Yes. Anyway. That's it, I think.
Cool.
Yeah. I was going to do listener feedback, but that's my manager was the listener feedback. That's our new segment that we're going to do. And surprisingly, even though we only have like, you know, 3 or 6 people listen to the podcast or watch a show, that we get some listener feedback. But it's fun. It's fun. Anytime there's feedback, it's a lot of fun.
Really fun.
Go ahead.
I don't think anyone at work has ever bothered to look me up. I think one person asked about blockchain and that was it. Oh, and someone asked, you know, what's Bitcoin? That was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
So, calendar-wise, we have July 4th weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm. Father's Day just passed.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day. Yep, yep. Yeah, and then,
Seafair weekend in Seattle. I don't know. Is that even going to happen, Seafair weekend?
It's probably canceled.
Yeah, probably canceled. Yeah.
Yeah. Or semi-canceled.
Mostly canceled.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to be more aware of the calendar of events coming up, I think. It's generally a good idea. And, Ari's going to be producing more of this content in YouTube, I think. We'll see how that goes. And I think it'll be fabulous because it takes production off my plate. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
What else?
Thanks again to the WTIA for your sponsorship and your community efforts in keeping us all together, especially the tech industry, and helping us give back to the community. And thank you to our listeners and viewers, I guess. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and
share. All right. Be nice, y'all.
Together we rise.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
For 10 minutes. I'm gonna go for 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, go.
Hold on. Alright. Dang it. Alright. Ah, that felt pretty good. What do you think?
12 minutes.
That didn't record anything. We gotta do it all over.
Why?
Just kidding.